HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to Mint. I am Nasreen Sultana. You are listening to All Things Markets, where I speak to experts analyzing the big trends moving the stock markets. Indian companies raised over Rs 27,000 crore through IPOs this year, the highest in at least a decade compared to 6 months of previous years, driven by gushing liquidity in capital markets and investor euphoria. Favorable market conditions have made it attractive for companies to raise equity capital at relatively higher valuations, and many companies have taken advantage of the situation. Now, the question is, how long will this euphoria last, and will the IPOs suck out liquidity and derail the overall market's rally? To discuss that, I'm in conversation with Neeraj Kumar, CIO, Future Generali India Life Insurance. Hi, Mr. Kumar. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Nasreen. Thanks for the invite.
Right now, the stock markets has a lot of challenges, like the crude prices, the inflation. But markets have been quite resilient despite the COVID cases. Even the second wave did not actually deter the stock markets rally. The question is that a lot of analysts say that it's a liquidity driven rally. What do you think about the liquidity condition now?
So, Nasreen, our liquidity has indeed been the key catalyst for rally across asset class, including equity, not only in India, globally as well. And that is not really going to change immediately. Yes, there could really be some bit of changes in terms of their stance that we would really see. But I really see that maybe at least for next 1 year perspective, liquidity still would really be conducive itself. In India too, if you really look at, this is clearly reflected in a strong FII or DII inflow in the equity market over last 12 to 18 months. We are seeing maybe all of for almost 12 to 18 months, we have actually been continuously seeing 8,500 crore every month in terms of the SIP flows. On top of it, we are looking at retail investors who are also adopting the DIY strategy in equity investing. They have been deploying fresh capital directly into equity market. And this is clearly reflected in more than doubling the active Demat account over last 12 to 18 months. So the key factor that has led to this kind of surge in retail investor participation in market is actually lack of other investing avenues. If you really look at closely, with the interest rate declining and real estate being subdued, retail investor didn't really have much of choice. They have really moved towards equity. They have moved either in terms of the ULIP. They have also moved to maybe a mutual fund. But the idea for a lot of investors is actually look at maybe any product, which is basically you can participate in equity market. And that's another reason that maybe you actually have a lot of domestic liquidity along with the global liquidity as well. And if you really look at the global liquidity angle, yes, that actually has been the reason globally in terms of V-shaped recovery in growth environment along with the buoyant market. And we perceive any change in stance on liquidity would actually be the risk. But given that inflation are actually on the upside and we are seeing some bit of recovery, it is only a matter of time, but we would really see some bit of a stance change by maybe most of the central bankers across the globe. But the good thing today is market actually has gone through that phase way back in 2013. Market actually, because of that, has actually been fearful. And if you really remember, then in 2013, we had Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, who first really spoke about tapering for the first time in May 2013, related to the winding down the QE3 bond program that time. And the very possibility of a reduction in asset purchase created extreme volatility in financial market. Thankfully, this time, while there will be some volatility in market, I'm sure, but given how well the financial assets have done and the level of valuation that we really have achieved in last maybe 1 year, of course, would really lead to some bit of volatility. But in my opinion, I think the reactions would be far more moderate because market is being prepared around that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But as we have agreed that this is mostly a liquidity-driven market. And right now, we are seeing that there is a flush of IPOs hitting the stock markets. We just concluded the Zomato IPO, which was over 9,000 crore. And another one, which is around 6,000 crore, Paytm IPO is lined up for the year end. And of course, LIC IPO is there maybe by next fiscal. So the question is that these IPOs are getting oversubscribed by 40 times, and all the IPOs are getting subscribed actually. So my question is, do you think that because of the IPOs, the number of IPOs and the big issues, a bit of liquidity may be sucked out from the secondary market?
Aswin, you are right. Partly because we acknowledge the fact that the liquidity has been benign and has helped the market. But that is not the only reason. There are fundamental factors also behind this rally. The single most fundamental factors behind this market is the earning growth. And it is not only in India. We have seen fast-paced revival in GDP in India. We are seeing across the globe. We are at the cusp of 2021, would really be the historical year in terms of the growth. Of course, on the base, which was actually on the lower side. But clearly, it's a strong bounce back. So it is actually well supported by fundamentals as well, whether you look at the companies or look at maybe in terms of the market environment.
I agree about the corporate earnings. But what I'm saying is that do you think that there would be a bit of sell-off in the markets because maybe the investors, especially the retail guys, would like to take the money off table from the secondary market and probably apply for the IPOs?
Yeah, so to some extent, you would really see that that's really happening, which is anyway, whenever we are really hitting the bigger IPOs, which happened just a few days back in terms of Zomato and others. We are seeing some bit of maybe volatility because there would be certain participants who would really move out. But it's not really going to be such a big problem. Market participants at the moment are looking for avenue to deploy fresh capital, and IPO are just providing them one such avenue. Many of the IPO are new age business. Most of us actually have been putting money traditionally in a traditional business model. Now, some of them are actually looking at the new business avenue or new age business. In US, you have been having those opportunities for last maybe almost 10 odd years. In India, you have just maybe started seeing those opportunities coming to investors. So some bit of a change of hands or maybe a composition change could really happen from the old or the old economy stocks or the existing stocks, basically the new IPO or new age stocks or new age companies. But it's not really going to be a game changer. Essentially, that money is not really, and if you really look at closely, we in fact just saw that maybe a couple of IPOs, the amount that so far we really have seen and have got absorbed in the market is only maybe close to around 45,000 crore so far this year. So it's not really, and the appetite that we really hear is, of course, maybe close to around 4 lakh crore, maybe in terms of maybe 5 years. Of course, that's very exaggerated because a lot of funding actually happens, and hence that's a leverage money we cannot really look at. But clearly that 45,000 and 50,000, as long as we really have the growth conducive environment, it's not really going to be a game changer for us.
Right. But, after the pandemic hit us, no doubt the stock markets actually regained quite quickly. And one of the fastest asset classes that we have seen after the COVID, after the pandemic, actually in 2020. But in the last in the beginning of 2020, the 6 months, there was only one IPO, the SBI Cards IPO, and then there was a dull period. In the next 6 months, there was a flush of IPOs that hit stock markets, and we are seeing that momentum continuing now in 2021. So according to you, what is making the IPO markets so hot and so competitive now?
So investor sentiments are no doubt very strong at the moment. If you look at anecdotally, this has been the function of how markets have performed over last few months and quarters. Typically, when you really see momentum and the investor's confidence actually on the high, this IPO actually comes and find a way in the market. So clearly market is really looking, and the market participants or the IPO participants at this juncture is looking at this as an opportunity. market is in good space. We have a lot of liquidity. And hence, maybe, and people are really looking at new theme or investing at current juncture, because market in terms of valuation also has got re-rated. And hence, you're really actually getting a benefit of coming at this juncture in market at relatively better valuations as well. You can really ask what you really want in today's environment. That's that type of market that we are actually in. So that actually has led to a lot of as flocking in the market. And if you look at, it is a kind of IPO that are coming through, which is exciting the market. It's not like maybe all off late you really look at. Some of the IPOs that we have either hit the street, we are in the pipeline and concept stocks and are far from, and basically belongs to the new age business. While a lot of these companies are still evolving their business model and thereby incurring large losses, the opportunity size for this business remains huge. And hence, there would always be appetite for these type of companies, because in India, so far, the mutual fund insurance companies and maybe the retail investor along with the HNI have not really been able to participate in this new age business as much as they would have really liked. So there is appetite. And perhaps market is actually, or the IPO's participants are actually looking at that appetite and actually coming out. So you would really see in a couple of months, a lot of these IPOs really coming out, which is really good.
Right. You almost preempted my question. Actually, I was about to ask you that despite loss-making companies and despite turning profitable at all in their own business ever, some of the IPOs have garnered massive participation by investors. They were oversubscribed. Recently concluded Zomato. I'm going back to Zomato again. 40 times it was subscribed. The retail segment was subscribed, completely subscribed within minutes of its opening. Now, what does it explain of the sentiment? I understand that there is a lot of risk-taking appetite now because of the liquidity again. But, you know, these are also led by listing pops, you know, the listing gains that we see when they're on the first day. But do you think this kind of appetite is sustainable towards the, you know, maybe for the long run?
No, of course not. This should really die out. Clearly, market goes through its own phases. In today's phase, market is looking at everything very optimistically. And hence, maybe you are seeing a lot of appetite as we really move, and perhaps some bit of growth challenges would really surface at ground. You would really start seeing that those eagerness and those in terms of interest will not really be as much as what we are seeing in today's. So some of these IPOs, we all know it's a concept stocks, and the market opportunity and size could really be huge for these entities. But it also comes at a huge risk. These companies have just barely surfaced, hardly scratched the surface. Yeah. And market being a discounting machine is trying to ascribe a value to ultimately what can be achieved by this company over next maybe 10 and 15 odd years.
Yes.
So clearly the opportunities are exciting, but we, and maybe market would start really looking at that, we need to be mindful of number of risk in this segment. And right, the biggest risk that we really have is most of these companies are, the business model of these companies have thrived on disruption, and hence a new challenger of, or a new type of business disruption is very much possible and can be a big risk to some of these business as well. And hence investors need to be, including all of us, really needs to be very careful and selective while participating in this new age opportunity. So it's clearly exciting. Market is in a great phase, and hence perhaps it is looking far more exciting at current juncture. But one really need to be mindful that these business can continue to really bleed, continue to really having a loss, maybe possible 3 to 4 years. And then you are really hoping to have maybe a winner amongst these entities. And we need to ensure that maybe, okay, out of someone, we are actually with these entities who can really survive these phase of maybe a continuous run in terms of maybe losses that we would really see in most of these entities. So clearly, it's interesting time in terms of opportunity, but as an investor, we really need to be mindful of the risk as well.
All right, Mr. Kumar, on that note, thanks a lot for giving your time and also sharing those insights. We wish you good health. Thanks once again.
Thank you so much, Nasreen. Thank you so much.
For feedback, you can write to me at nasreen.s@lifemint.com or you can reach out to me on Twitter at Nasreen Story. You can also reach out to us at HT Smartcast. We are present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And to listen to more podcasts like this, you need to log on to www.htsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.